Just in case you've ever wanted to but haven't had quite the right material at hand, there's a new book out that you can read to your dog. Don't try it on a cat now. We're going to check. This isn't Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie or Jack London's White Fang. Don't even think about Nabokov's Heart of a Dog. Those are stories about dogs. They're written for people. This book is an item for your canine companion. It's aptly named Three Stories You Can Read to Your Dog. It's written by Sarah Swan Miller and illustrated by True Kelly, our ambassador to the world of children's literature and now perhaps canine literature. Daniel Pinkwater joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Isn't this book a little bit outside your purview? I mean,
well,
it's for dogs.
First, I want to say,
yeah,
I'm so jealous that someone else thought of writing this book. And, of course, it's stories you can read to your dog. And the intent is that a child reads the stories to the family pet. So, Lulu has just announced herself, my family pet is right here.
Now, that's Lulu. I recognize that.
Yes, Lulu, the very beautiful Canadian Inuit dog, looks like a wolf, has joined us for this particular
Lulu Pinkwater, exercise. Thank you very much for being with us as
Lulu
well.
Lulu says thank you. Say thank you. Lulu
I think just a nice thanks is fine. Let me ask, Sarah Swan Miller is the author. True Kelly is the illustrator.
And a very good illustrator, too.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's difficult to put a smile on a dog, but True Kelly manages that.
You know, if you take the jacket off, by the way, there's sort of a bonus other cover on the book.
I'm doing
and
that
I love
right
when
now.
They don't repeat the jacket art.
Oh,
on the,
my word.
Isn't
it's
nice?
Great. It's wonderful.
It's sort of a rainbow effect bone tree.
Yes, exactly. What a tree looks like to a dog with all the bones hanging
this
there.
This is taken from story two. There are three stories, mm-hmm. all of interest to dogs. Number one, the burglar. Then the bone. And the third one is the wild dog.
Why don't we read that one now?
That's the one we'll read.
Lulu's going to join us.
Lulu is going to be read to and she may comment. Right now she's chewing the leg of my chair.
Well, all right. Why don't we read it to her then?
Yes.
Okay.
One day, you were feeling bored. Look at the picture. I am tired of being in this house all day, you said to yourself. I am tired of being a house dog. I need to be free. I want to be a wild dog.
Never work with Daniel Pinkwater or dogs, I was always told.
You're in deep trouble, Scott.
You went to the door. You put your nose in the crack. Wow, it opened. You were free. You ran out of the door. You ran down the driveway. You ran and ran down the road. Yay, you said, I'm a wild dog now.
All at once, a car came running down the road. It was running right at you. You can't scare me, you yelled at the car. I'm a wild dog. You ran at the car. Bark, 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 bark. Let's see if Lulu will do this.
Yeah.
Lulu, bark, 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 bark. Read the line. Read the line. You yelled at the car. Good.
The car was scared. It ran right past you. You chased it down the road.
I am one scary dog, you said to yourself. One scary wild dog.
You ran and ran and ran down the road. Finally, you came to a forest. Just the right place for a wild dog like me, you said to yourself. You ran into the forest. Look, a hole in the ground. You put your nose in the hole. It smelled great. You sniffed and sniffed and sniffed. You heard a funny sound. Scuffle, scuffle, scuffle. Oh, wow, a squirrel.
Just the thing for a wild dog to eat, you said to yourself. You ran at the squirrel, but the squirrel cheated. It ran up a tree.
No fair, you yelled. How am I going to eat you? I can't climb trees. But the squirrel didn't want to play fair. It stayed in the tree. Oh, who wants to eat a squirrel anyhow, you said. I'd rather sniff things.
You ran all over the forest. You sniffed everything. You sniffed a bush. You sniffed a stump. You sniffed a log. You sniffed until your sniffer got tired. All that sniffing made you hungry. What do wild dogs eat, you asked yourself. You sat down to think. I know, you said. I will find a nice can of dog food.
You ran all over the forest, but you couldn't find a single can of dog food. You sat down to think again. There are no dog food cans here, you told yourself. And what if I... Yes, and what if I did find one? I could never open it. I don't know how to work the opener. What a problem. Maybe being a wild dog was not so great.
All of a sudden, you knew just what to do. You ran and ran and ran all the way home. You ran in the door. You bad dog, you, said your friend. Where have you been?
Dog food, you panted. Dog food, dog food, dog food, please. Are you hungry? Asked your friend. Do you want your dinner? What a silly question, you said to yourself.
Lulu, pay attention, please. Lulu, your cue coming.
I'll try that. You said to yourself.
The dog food was great.
This is better than squirrels, you said to yourself. I think I'll be a house dog again.
You were all tired out. Being a wild dog is the hardest work of all. You curled up in your bed, and you went to sleep for a long, long time.
Ugh. So what does Lulu think?
Lulu, do you like the story? She does.
What an endorsement. I mean, that's the kind of blurb they put on the front of a book, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, it's a satisfied reader here. Now, you know, Scott, you have met Lulu.
Yes, I have met Lulu.
She remembers you.
I remember Lulu very fondly.
And do you remember that Lulu can read a bit?
Of course I remember Lulu can read.
Now, I taught her to read, and I was thinking, if you like, I could tell the listeners very briefly how to teach your dog to read.
Oh, I think you can take as much time as you like,
because
Daniel.
All dogs apparently can read, and I'm the one who discovered this.
Well, all right, so let's go to the horse's mouth. How do you...
Assuming your dog has learned basic commands like sit, down, and speak is a very good one. Mm-hmm. Speak. Here, Lulu. Speak, yes. The dog knows these commands. This is all I did. I wrote in block printing on 3x5 cards, nice and large, the commands she knew. And I picked one. I picked sit. You were there, I know, Lulu.
Yeah.
Treats are necessary for this. And I showed her the command that said, speak. Told her to speak. When she did it, she got the reward. The exposition of the card and the command and the reward. In a very few trials, I was able to just show her the card, and she would do the behavior. I'll give you an example. Here is a card printed with her name, Lulu. She's already sitting, so this one just says speak. You see, that's not the same as Lulu. And then it turned out that she remembered it forever. And many have tried it based on Lulu's experience, and all the dogs can read and take messages.
So we did the right thing by sending Lulu a subscription to the New York Review of Books for the holidays?
Yeah, yeah. She finds it a little bourgeois, but she glances over it.
Daniel, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
And Lulu, of course, says goodbye.
Lulu Pinkwater and Daniel. The book is called Three Stories You Can Read to Your Dog by Sarah Swan Miller, illustrated by Drew Kelly. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children, for adults, and now I'm sure he's thinking about the dog market. His latest is Bad Bears and a Bunny. He and Lulu Pinkwater joined us from their home in the wilds of upstate New York. For more from Daniel and Lulu Pinkwater, you can visit our website, npr.org.